FXW, it's Owen, and we're back with the second episode in our four-part series on the musical Fiddler. If you tuned in last time, you heard from some of our main characters in the musical on what Fiddler's about. If you missed it, make sure to check it out. Today, we're talking all about Theater FXW. We have two very special two-part segments. One will, with Jack, will talk about the history of theater at FXW, and Catherine will interview a special guest. Now, without further ado, take it away, Jack.
Thanks, Owen. I was doing some research and I found that the first plays that FXW ever did was in 2007. The musical was Pirates of Penzance Jr., and that was a 7th and 8th graders combined.
That's cool. In all those years, have we ever done Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, in 2013 we did Fiddler on the Roof. It's funny you ask, because that was the first year we ever did solo 8th graders.
Are the younger kids doing anything this year?
Yeah, 6th graders doing medieval plays which are originals written by the 6th graders themselves. 5th grade does Willy Wonka Jr., 4th graders are doing folk plays which are also written by themselves. Drama Troupe is doing Oliver Twist and Charles Webb, and Mr. Jeff this year is introducing improv classes and playwriting classes.
Is OSP doing anything this year?
Yes, preschoolers do weekly drama. We're so lucky we have all these opportunities at FXW, so don't hesitate to go for that lead role. Now back to Owen.
Thanks, Jack. Do you guys know the three most popular plays in high school in 2019 are The Addams Family, Mamma Mia, and The Little Mermaid? Now that we've heard some history of Theater FXW, let's go to Catherine with a special guest.
Thank you, Owen. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine. And since we're all about FXW theater today, I have with me Mr. Jeff, our theater teacher and director of our plays here at FXW. Mr. Jeff has a degree in theater and has been working at his theater company, Little Buds, since 2005 and recently started working full-time here at FXW. Now let's get straight into the questions. Mr. Jeff, how many plays have you produced at FXW? And out of those plays, which one was your favorite?
Well, for our grade level musicals, we've had 26 over the time that I've been working here these past 16 years. That includes the 5th grade and 4th grade musical and the 7th and 8th grade musical traditions we've had. My favorite. I don't have a favorite because each one's different depending on the cast of students, the script, the show, and then just the production process. They all have very memorable moments that stand out. But I do enjoy Fiddler. I remember the last time we did Fiddler, it was a very powerful show, and we chose it again because we thought it would have a good impact with this class of students that we have this year.
There are so many amazing plays to pick from for the 8th grade class to perform. How do you pick the plays here at FXW?
Well, there is a list of shows that are appropriate for schools. They're shortened down. We use a lot of the MTI junior shows, which means they're abridged, so half of the numbers are cut, and they've shortened some of the things just to fit into our hour time frame. So that does limit the type of shows you get to do, but they're adding new shows every year, so it does help us get a little more creative in the choices we make.
And finally, how did you choose a career in theater?
Well, as a child, I always had a very vivid imagination and would always love to tell stories and make believe. So I didn't know acting was a choice for a career until I was in high school and I joined the drama club. And then I met with some colleges and like, oh, people can really do that for a living. I want to do that. So I went and interviewed and auditioned and got into a couple schools and decided to give it a try. And I have not regretted it since.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff, for stopping by for this interview and for all your years producing plays at FXW. Break a leg. Back to you, Owen.
Thanks, Catherine, for that great interview. Well, that concludes our show today.
Tune in next time for the new episode.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.